Hey there, my name's Kaysan Sharp, and welcome to Kaysan's Ish Bedina walking tour. Let's start outside the 7-Eleven on the northeast corner of College and Spadina. Take a look around. What do you notice? Likely the intersection is busy, teeming with children from the nearby elementary school, students from the nearby university, people going to and from work, carrying briefcases or bundles of fresh veggies, walking, driving, riding bikes. You might notice the shallow grooves created by the grid of the streetcar tracks on the road, or the web of streetcar wires overhead. Do you see any pigeons? Have you looked at the 7-Eleven entrance yet? Is someone standing there by the door or seated on the ground? Consider asking them how they're doing, or putting a few coins in their cup. Welcome to Ish Bedina, otherwise known as Spadina Avenue, an expansive promenade nearly 50 meters wide. The street takes its name from the estate of William Baldwin, a politician living in what settlers once referred to as Upper Canada in the 19th century. The word Spadina is an anglicization of the Anishinaabemowin word Ish Bedina, meaning high hill or ridge. The name Spadina refers to property, a naming practice steeped in the settler colonial tradition of ownership. The word Spadina tells us little about the land we're on, other than its connection to Baldwin's legacy. Ish Bedina, however, refers directly to the land. The name identifies a specific topography, one that shapes the area in such an obviously fundamental way that it might be easy to overlook. Mishana Goman argues that a conceptual shift from property to land is a powerful mechanism in resisting imperial geographies that order time and space in hierarchies that erase and bury indigenous connections to place and anesthetize settler colonial histories. One way to facilitate the shift from property, Spadina, to land, Ish Bedina, is through a recognition of embodied experience. From the entrance of the 7-Eleven, face south toward the Burger King across the street. Notice how the land slopes subtly downward? That downward slope continues all the way to the waters of Lake Ontario. Ish Bedina is a hill. You're currently standing about halfway up. This hill has become a central thoroughfare in Toronto, a city constructed upon the traditional lands of several Indigenous nations, including the Mississaugas of the Credit, the Anishinaabek, the Haudenosaunee, and the Wendat peoples. To be in good relationship with one another requires a critical consciousness and an acknowledgement of whose traditional lands we are now on, as well as the historical and contemporary realities of those relationships, writes Sandra Stiers. I've been considering my own relationship to this land as a Black settler born and raised a stone's throw away from the hill you are currently standing on. What ongoing processes of colonization, capital development, displacement, land theft, and various free and forced migrations have led me here, to the street I've walked up and down countless times since I was a child, the land under my feet so familiar I often forget that it's there. This tour will take about half an hour, depending on your pace. To get to our first stop, travel south down Ish Bedina to Cecil Street. On the right, you'll notice Grossman's Tavern, a popular blues bar where my father, a jazz musician, was known to take the stage on warm summer evenings. On your left, you'll see the Cecil Community Center, built in 1890, which over the years has been reborn as a synagogue, a Catholic church, a rec center, a voting station, a community nonprofit, and the venue of my older sister's wedding. Take a left on Cecil to Glasgow Street, then walk north until you reach the Glasgow Street Parkette. I'll see you there in a minute.